WYOO, AM and FM Stereo, Richfield. Oh, what do you know? It's 5:14. How are you? It's Jerry St. James. It's Monday. That means it's, what does it mean? Oh, the first hour. Oh, it's 5 o'clock. That's what I was wondering why I was doing here so early. Yeah, Monday is come on the radio early day. As usual, this morning, playing a lot of requests. My requests, because I'm busy. Now, what I'm doing is I'm typing the school lunch menu. I have to do that on Mondays because secretaries don't get in here till late. So that's what I'm doing. But what are you doing this early? Good Lord. Anyway, got good music this morning. Yes. Yes, we do. Coming up in a few minutes, we have an inspirational message from dear old Father Mulcahy, or whatever his name is. I don't know, but I did find, I think I... Yes, I did. This week, I did find the record. Yeah. Anyway, 6 o'clock this morning, Michael J. will be in here, our studio audience, and all of our usual fooling around and carrying on, so don't go anyplace. Joe Concord here, and I goodbye with a little help from my friends. 5:23 on the St. James program from the Super U. U100, isn't that nice? Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, that's new from them. It's 5:31, 29, in front of 6 o'clock with St. James on the radio. U100, McCartney and Wings, Janice Rock Show, that's good. Boy, you know, they're making a tour. Yes, they are. Should be in this country, I think, in the spring. Yeah, that's what I was reading in Rolling Stone. Anyway, so we look, gee whiz, they haven't been on tour, you know. That could be everybody else's tour, Lennon and McCartney and Harrison. I mean, Lennon and Ringo and Harrison, but this should be good. If they tour, boy, gonna be sellout. It's 5:38, about 22 now, in front of 6. I'm getting a little closer to my home. Now getting a little closer to 6 o'clock here. It's 5:55 on the St. James Radio program. How are you? U100WYOO, AM and FM Stereo, Richfield. U100 at 6:02, how are you? Well, it's Monday. Oh, boy, that's too bad. Oh, well. It's the way it goes. Happens once a week. Just have to put up with it, that's all. How you doing? It's Jerry St. James on the St. James program. Yeah, good show today. Good show. Besides all of our usual features, today we premiere the St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning. Yes, this is a scream. And that'll be happening, I don't know when yet. Maybe, I don't know when. Sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock that'll be happening. So a lot of good things going on here today. So what? Oh, must be the studio audience. Open the door there. Hi, how you doing there? How are you? Come on in. How you doing? Good. Yes, indeed. That's Michael J. in there. Yeah, this is Jerry St. James. All of us are here. I want to thank you for joining us today. Good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, sure. Coffee is over there. Got a little instant cream there. What do you call that stuff? Creamy whipper. What is it? Coffee mate? Yeah, coffee mate over there for you. It's just kind of relax, have some of them. Danish will be here in a few minutes. Mr. Donut is sending up some good stuff for us, so we'll have some Danish in a couple of minutes. Okay, could you close the door behind you there, lady? Please get a little cold in here. Close that door. Thank you. Stay put. We'll be with you in a second.
Thursday evening,
Monday. So bad to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. It only happens once a week.
We'll make it.
Yeah, we always do. Well, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine.
Good.
Yep, all set to go here with the most exciting news you ever heard in your life.
Oh, I bet it's a real rip-snorter there.
Just got to look at it here. It's pretty bad.
Did you have a good weekend?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, nice day yesterday, riding horses all day. And
oh, good.
Staying out of the cold, damp weather.
Yeah, I was miserable yesterday, too.
Watching television, all sorts of things that normal people don't do.
Did you see our commercial yet?
No, it isn't on yet, is it?
Yeah, it started Friday.
I did not.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah. Just pulling your legs.
Yeah, I'll get the schedule and we'll get down to the bottom of this.
Can I ask you what channel it's on?
Well, I know it'll be on 11. Oh, I don't know. What is it, CTN 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be on that.
I did.
Did you make coffee yet?
Yep, I just put it on.
That'll be a few minutes, eh?
Yeah.
Doesn't it sound like a great morning team? All of us sitting here yawning for five minutes.
Oh, really?
Oh. Well, anyway, let's see what's in the news. What's new?
Okay, slow and easy here. 41 degrees, and it's exactly 6 minutes past six. There's a good chance that a hurricane warning will be posted along the north central or northeastern coast of the Gulf Coast region today. Tropical storm Eloise was last spotted in the Gulf about 350 miles from New Orleans. Eloise's winds are now measured at 60 miles an hour, but are expected to soon increase to hurricane strength. Boston police preparing for the expected strike by city teachers this morning. More than 80,000 kids will be affected by that strike. Fighting continues in Lebanon this morning, despite a ceasefire worked out by Syria. And although the exact wording won't be released until later today, President Ford is now said to be readying a plan for making the nation's fuel supply self-sufficient. Must be a secret plan. Ford wants to create a semi-private agency to push for energy research and development. The development may include an outlay of $100 million from private industry. Patty Hearst's lawyers say she may testify tomorrow on what she should, or on why she should not remain in jail. If Patty Hearst speaks publicly, it will be for the first time since her arrest last week. Miss Hearst must convince the judge in the case that she will not run away and go underground again. That's enough of this junk for now. We'll have more later. U100, endless summer weather, partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. High today in the low 60s, low tonight, low 40s, and high tomorrow in the mid-60s. 41 now, Michael J. Douglas waking up here with Jerry St. James.
U100, that's Maria Muldaur. A little million seller for her there. It's midnight at the Oasis, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. Top of the barn and show you. This is the famous, you've totally unknown, St. James in the morning. Playing the hits while you're spraying your pits. How are you? I got a school lunch menu coming up here in about, about 40 minutes or so. But we'll get to about 10 minutes to 7, okay, as we do every morning. We got the White Bear Lake school menus this time around here, too, the White Bear folks, so we'll be filling you in on their school menus. Anyway, partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. The high today in the low 60s, low tonight in the low 40s. Right now on the outside in the Twin Towns, 41 degrees from the Super U. U100. Oh, yeah, U100 Constant Cash begins this afternoon on the Chuck and Morgan radio program, 3 o'clock right here on the Super U. Tell us the U100 dollar bill serial number and instant rip it. Yeah, the more you listen, the more you can win. Right here on the Super U. 8:613, 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. Well, now, top of the barn into you. How are you? This is Jerry St. James. 41 degrees on the outside. A tad on the chilly side there. Might want to take a sweater or a jacket along with you to school or work this morning. Or watch out because you'll freeze them right off. U100 with the newbies there. Boy, looking forward to seeing them. You going Thursday night? Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I got a pair of tickets to give away this hour. If you want to go and you don't have tickets, I got some for you. Any instant rip, not now, but when it's time, remember to call 452-3333 at the sound of the touchtone on the radio, okay? I'll give you a couple of tickets to go see the Doobies. Would that be all right? All of our famous features on the radio this morning. We got the St. James Horoscope, Search for Last Tuesday, our Tea Time movie, Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman. I'll be here, too, okay? Also, today, the premiere of one of our incredible features here on the radio. The St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning comes up today, all right? International War on the Jerry St. James radio program. Monday edition of the Twin Cities Goes to Work and School Show. Hi, you. 41 degrees outside with our entire cast and crew, including Michael J. Douglas in all the news. Coming up in, about 15 minutes here. Also, we got the school lunch menus. They scant 1/2 hour away. Going to lay into them between 10 minutes to 7 and 7 o'clock, okay? As we do every morning right here on the Super U. And by the way, if you want to sympathize your watches this morning, let's check the official U100 time. The time at the tone. Me. Thank you, Moose. 20 past 6.
Baths. Bubbling body bath, body splash, and body powder. Wonderful things for your bath.
Oh, yeah. I want to remind you, you can pick up free discount tickets for the Sight and Sound Show at Gerber Jewelers in St. Paul. U100 with Rufus. Tell me something good. Oh, Lordy. Well, it's Monday in Twin Cities, and we got some of our dumb things coming up here soon. We got the St. James Horoscope for you. Born today, 22nd of September, coming up. In the meantime, 41 degrees on the outside, a tad on the chilly side. May want to take some with you to work, like a sweater or something. School buses are not warmed up early in the morning, and they're very cold. I rode a school bus for, how long did I ride a bus? Geez, better part of 6 years, I guess. Almost 7 years. Yeah, I rode a school bus. If you have to go to work, you know, the car doesn't get heated up unless you have an underground garage or something. So take along something to wrap around your bod there on the way out of the house this morning. 6:25, 25 past 6, on the St. James program. My request here, these are the Eagles from the One of These Nights LP. This is Lion Eyes. God, 6:30 Monday morning. It's entirely too early for anybody to be up. Why don't we all go back to sleep, all right? Let's everybody go back to bed. All right. I don't think that would go over too big at work or at school, unfortunately. Well, how are you? I am the famous of totally unknown, St. James in the morning, telling you not to take a nap when you wake up. Do not nap anymore. No. Listen to U100 instead. We're a whole lot funnier over here, as we shall prove to you momentarily. Oh, got the coffee. Not bad coffee this morning, Mike. Good coffee here. Got coffee. I got my cigarettes. Got all my stuff all together here. My licorice babies, my cockamamies, and my Killian MacBooks. And I'm all set for a tremendous morning right here on the radio. School lunch menus coming up in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, this is David Bowie from Super U100.
Babe.
What's the name?
U100 with David Bowie. Do you understand that record? I don't. I like it, though. It's a good one. It's called Fame. It's 6:34 with St. James in the morning. Playing the hits while you're spraying those pits. Michael J., he's seconds away. Also this morning, the premiere. Yes, the very first St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning. Coming up between 7 and 8 o'clock. You will love it. Top of the morning to you.
Hey.
Hey, what?
Monday. Great day, huh?
Yeah, boy, you know, it sure is getting light late.
Yeah.
It's incredible. What is it, like about 20 minutes to 7, and man, it's still not cooking outside.
Won't get light till about 7:25 later this winter, I guess.
Jeez.
Quarter to 8.
Lordy, lordy.
Nice way the weather cleared up for Monday, though, isn't it?
Certainly is.
Crummy weekend and 6 o'clock Sunday night when the kids start screaming about school the next day and everything. Sun comes out.
I know.
It was wonderful.
Bad news. Well, anyway.
43 is the temperature. It's 23 before 7. The Ford team has announced their latest brainchild called EarthCo. That's right, E-R-F-C-O. It'll be unveiled today by President Ford. EarthCo stands for Energy Research Funding Corporation. That's what Ford calls the quasi-public agency he wants to create to use billions of dollars, mostly in private funds, to encourage research and development of new energy sources. His energy czar, Frank Zarb, says President Ford has ordered an immediate end to his controversial tariff on imported refined petroleum products, and Zarb says Ford may decide by the end of the month to end the tariff on imported crude oil, but Zarb says oil companies would still have to pay $500 million in tariffs for July and August. Ford has signed legislation restoring observance of Veterans Day on November 11th, its original date. The holiday had been shifted to the fourth Monday of October back in 68 to give a three-day weekend, but there was such a public protest, the original date will come back again in 1978. Today's the last full day of summer, and health officials around the country hope that this cool autumn weather will kill off all those nasty mosquito biters that have been spreading encephalitis in more than a dozen states. The illness has struck hundreds of victims, claiming at least 78 lives. Mississippi, Illinois, and Indiana have been the hardest hit. Oh, let's see here. The Senate Intelligence Operations Committee plans to question Senator Edward Kennedy today. The panel's already looking into reports the CIA monitored conversations between Lee Harvey Oswald and communist diplomats in Mexico 2 months before Kennedy was killed. Tomorrow, the committee hearings turn to a Nixon administration plan to set up a domestic spying operation. We got a lot of news on Patty Hearst this morning. Her mother says her daughter's more in touch with reality now. Those are the words from Randolph Hearst, Mrs. Randolph Hearst, to describe their daughter. Patty may take the witness stand in her own defense tomorrow to assure a federal judge she won't skip town. Miss Hearst's testimony will be a first since June of 74 when her tape-recorded voice proclaimed love for one of the 6 Symbionese Liberation Army soldiers killed in a shootout with lawmen in Los Angeles. You read that story about the parachutist, Alan Wooten?
What about it?
He says he's not going to jump again, maybe, because he did so over Rocky Mount, North Carolina over the weekend and fell 4,500 feet to the ground. The 22-year-old chemist taking his 79th parachute jump could only watch with horror. First, as his main chute malfunctioned and wouldn't open, then his reserve chute got all tangled up, you know, and it didn't slow him down a bit. He survived the fall. He crashed through a whole bunch of great big trees and then into a giant mud puddle in the center of the woods. True. Then he had several fractured vertebrae and a few scratches. Otherwise, he's all right.
God, how could he do that?
4,500 feet. About 120 miles an hour all the way to the ground.
God.
He said at the very end he just kept looking straight out as he was flying downward because he didn't dare look at the ground. He was afraid he might get scared to death. True. 200, endless summer weather, partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. High today in the low 60s, low tonight, low 40s, and a high tomorrow in the mid-60s. 43 now, Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
Golly, you know, that's something.
What is?
That's one of the very few instances the chute's not opening, isn't it?
No, well, I think it happens about, once a year, doesn't it?
Does it?
Sure.
Yeah, they had a big parachuting fly-by-night thing over at the University of Maryland, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They called themselves the Flying Terrapins and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They had a nice policy there. If you jumped out of the plane and the chute didn't open,
you take it.
right back
to the factory.
You another one. Brown, a little thing here called Dr. My Eyeballs, 642, 18, in front of 7 o'clock, top of the morning to you. I am the famous, you're totally unknown, St. James in the morning. Playing the hits while you're spraying those pits. We got the school lunch menus, about 10 minutes away or so hang on for dinner. I got the Porn Sisters on the radio from the Super U here. Brothers?
No, won't we go, though?
Bob, you can't go through your whole life and never see the Doobies.
Hey?
No, you can't do that, dummy. I tell you what, how'd you like to go, courtesy of us?
Great.
Okay, we got a pair of tickets to the Doobies concert for you, Bob. It's happening this Thursday at 8 o'clock at the Met Sports Center. Super seats. They're like in the first three rows. Have you got a girl, Bob?
I can get one.
All right. Well, get me one, too, and we'll all go, okay? I got a couple of tickets for you. Bob, what's your favorite radio station?
Go.
Oh, that's wonderful. We got lots more Doobies ticket winners coming up all day long on the Super U. Oh, I love it. U100. That's Melissa Manchester. That's just too many people. Isn't that good?
Oh, that's so good. Oh, God, play it again.
I'm going to have to play that again. I love it so much. Well, it's 11 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock. Time to take a look and see what the stars have in stores for you. I am St. James Horoscope. This is for you born today, the 22nd of September, right? Yes. Today, it says here, you're a Virgo, born under the sign of not responsible for lost articles. Your birthstone is geritol. Your lucky color is plaid. Should you be propositioned by a lady exterminator today, tell her to bug off.
No.
All right, if life is going to pot, hide it in the basement and tell people that you're growing geraniums or something. I don't know. It's a good day. It's a good day to make like a Boy Scout and do a good deed. Try helping an old lady cross her legs. And remember that Confucius says, as only he would say on my radio program here, as they say in the swamps of New Orleans, how's by you? Thank you. U100 with the Bee Gees. That's called Jive Talking. I'm called Jerry St. James on the Inside of your radio, peeking out this morning. Monday edition of the Twin Cities Goes Off to Work and Goes to School radio program. The time and the sound of the musical tone. Me. Thank you, Moose. 7 in front of 7.
If you've ever won
and hundreds and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
What do I have to do?
You don't have to say anything special.
No.
No code phrases.
Oh, no.
Nothing to pick up.
How about something to
stick? Nothing to stick.
No.
Just looking for Super U to win.
Oh, well, wonderful, wonderful. Well, it's 6 in front of 7, as we are accustomed to doing every morning this time. Let's take a look and see what you're having for lunch today in the school systems of the county. Standing here with me at the door of the kitchen to the world is Michael J. As we go in today to see what our staff cooks, Irma, Betty, and Helen, have cooked up for us today. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, give me a hand with a squeaky old kitchen door. Walk down the hall here. Good morning, girls.
Great.
How are you, Helen?
Terrible.
What's the matter, sweetheart?
I'm drunk again.
You're drunk again?
Yes.
Tied another big one on over the weekend, eh?
Ralph beat me over the weekend again.
Oh, did he? Is that what those bruises are?
He's beating his potatoes right now.
Oh, God. That's too bad.
Jesus, sorry.
I know. Irma and Betty are over there. Everyone bending over the kitchen today in their little... Ooh.
come on.
In their white dresses and the little buns on the back of their head doing a number here. Well, let's see what you girls have cooked up today for us. Today, in Minneapolis schools, we're having Salisbury steak, mashed potatoes and gravy, peas, wheat bread, and a cookie.
One cookie. One cookie. Bloomington.
Bloomington.
Chicken and gravy on mashed potatoes, Mexican salad, cowboy bread. How cheap is that? And fruit cup.
Fruit cup. Whoops. Over in a diner today, orange juice, corn dogs. Those are things you're eating out of the fair.
That's right.
Yeah, corn dogs, tri-taters, mixed vegetables, peanut butter sandwich, and one cookie. Just one. That's all you get.
Oh, and Fridley.
Yeah?
Gee, the mayor must be sick. No school today in Fridley.
Yeah, how come you guys aren't going to school today?
I don't know.
Wonder what's going on over there.
Call my brother-in-law.
I don't know. Maybe the school teacher's sick or something. In St. Paul and South St. Paul today, chili con carne, potato chips, carrot and celery sticks, and pineapple.
Wow! It sure doesn't taste like tomato juice.
All right, Irma, calm down, sweetheart.
And White Bear. That's right, White Bear. That's what we said. Chicken and gravy with dressing. Whipped potatoes.
Oh.
Fresh fruit. And chocolate bars with zit candy.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, wait.
Chocolate bars. Nice to know that. Nice notice school is looking out for your faces here. Well, I guess that's about it, girls. I want to thank you so much for putting up with us today. It was, I hope you feel better tomorrow, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I just spilled my coffee all over the control board. Damn it. Oh, well. Want to give me a hand with the door here?
Yeah,
we'll see you girls tomorrow. Oh, God, look at this mess in here. WYLO, AM and FM Stereo, Richfield. I'm Jerry St. James in the morning, better known as the man who entertains more women in bed in one single morning than most men do in a whole lifetime. You 100 with Bad Company, and I feel like making love to you. It's 7:04. 4 minutes past 7 o'clock with 41 degrees outside on the Jerry St. James radio program. Time to take a look once again at television's worst sex and scandal-ridden soap opera, Search for Last Tuesday. Let's see what's happening this afternoon. If you're at school or something, I know you can't watch this thing. Now, let me see here. If you're at work, you can't see it. If you're shopping, you can't see it. So I'll fill you in. I don't want you to miss your story. Here we go. Today, Search for Last Tuesday, 3:30 on Twin Cities Television. Today, Dr. Roger gives up a brilliant career as a surgeon, but decides to sell surgical gloves anyhow, just so he can keep his hand in the business. Okay, all right. Meanwhile, take it easy in there. Meanwhile, Steve burns his tongue on a piece of pizza, and the doctor asks him if he can stick it out till morning.
And now some fast facts from Mr. Fast. Clog pimples and often keep them from opening. Listerex's cleansing rain scrub away these layers fast, so the pimple opens fast to let it heal. So Listerex your pimples away. Fast.
Yardy.
Wait for me.
Billy, I'll grow up as fast as I can.
Please.
Yeah.
Mr. Please. Well, time once again for all the news that's in the news. What's new?
43 in the city, 7 minutes past 7. The FBI has warned an 80-year-old millionaire in St. Paul that his firm is a potential target of radical groups which claim to be concerned about the environment. One of those members of the group is Lynette Squeaky Frown, the woman who's been charged with attempting to assassinate President Ford. FBI says Frederick Weyerhaeuser was not personally threatened by the International People's Court of Retribution, but his company, based in Tacoma, Washington, is listed as a target. FBI says it's taken the precautionary step of warning Weyerhaeuser as well as his company. Northwestern Minnesota farmer, scheduled to be on the block soon at Warren in connection with shooting 5 elk of Minnesota's dwindling herd. Farmer Gordon Foss allegedly shot 2 bull elk and 3 cows. He said he complained to officials that the herd were destroying his oat field 14 miles north of Kragla, Minnesota. There was 20 elk in there. The Department of Natural Resources provided timed explosives in Foss's field to frighten the elk away, but they soon became accustomed to the noise, which sounds like gunshots, and continued to eat up all his oats. Foss faces a charge of killing a protected wildlife species, violations of gross misdemeanor with a maximum sentence of $1,000 fine, or a whole year in jail.
All right.
U.S. District Judge Miles Lord says his home valuation was boosted some 15 months after his kid, his son, then state senator, had an exchange of heated words with Carver County officials. Lord testified in district court politics may have something to do with the 1972 reevaluation of his home in Chanhassen. The younger Lord was elected a Minnesota senator in 1970. Currently, he's state treasurer. Not too much here this morning. Not only in Nixon news here, not only has her father overcome what she called the depression he suffered after leaving the presidency, Julie Nixon Eisenhower said he's hard at work on the Watergate chapters now of what she said would be a very interesting book about his administration.
and you can buy it at your local newsstand. Mrs. Eisenhower said of her old man, he's honest with himself, and he knows he made mistakes, but I'm not going to repent for my dad. He's a great man, and he will admit his mistakes. But then you read from the New York Times, an attempt by former President Richard Nixon to resign from the state bar has been rejected by a New York court because he has not admitted any wrongdoing in connection with the Watergate scandal. These sources say Nixon, who has publicly stated he does not intend to practice law again, would not be permitted to resign from the state bar unless he acknowledged at least some responsibility for Watergate crimes. If the former president fails to do so, then formal charges would have to be drawn up, and proceedings similar to a trial, something like that, would be held. If the former president were found guilty of professional misconduct, he would then be censured, suspended, or disbarred. Nixon has admitted errors in judgment in the way he handled the Watergate scandal, but he's never acknowledged guilt or any responsibility. Representative James Weaver, a freshman Democratic congressman from Oregon, started questioning Secretary of Agriculture Earl Butz over a session of the House Agriculture Committee the other day. Butz tartly reminded him that 2 months ago you called me an economic imbecile. Weaver replied, I agree to drop the economic part, to which Butz responded, well, I have the same feeling about you. Yeah. Thomas S. Foley, Democrat, Washington chairman of the committee, cut off all the other exchanges, and they didn't get to punch each other.
Try to watch that word
too
on
bad.
My program, will you?
What's that?
Butz.
Butz?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. U100 endless summer weather, partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. High today in the low 60s, low tonight, low 40s. High tomorrow in the mid 60s, 43 now. Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
Notice one of our school districts is having chili con carne today.
Yeah.
Have you had chili next door at the Greasy Spoon there?
Yeah, once I did.
Well, isn't that good? It's good chili. Bad. If you like it hot, though, it's really hot, though.
Yeah, really hot.
Real hot.
How hot is it?
That chili is so hot, you can tell it's hot chili. I went into the men's room yesterday, and the floor was covered with cinders. That's how hot it is. Music! St. James in the morning at 7:12. Rex King is right around the corner. Hey, the Animal Humane Society of Hennepin County is having another adult education series. This time around, it's a program on the care of birds, okay? If you keep domestic birds, you ought to go and see this. Reservations are not necessary. It happens tonight, September 22nd, in the auditorium near. Call 522-4326. U100 with Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. Fall in love with you. It's 7:14, 14 past 7 with Jerry St. James. As always, playing the hits while you're spraying your pits. How are you doing there? Well, yes, there he is, looking really bad after. What happened to you? Oh, you should see what he looks like today. Monday morning, looked like a poster for Radio Free Europe. I've seen happier faces on iodine bottles. What's wrong? Nonetheless, he's ready to do the weather here with a comment on today's society and a meteorological look at why the elements are doing what they're doing. Let's have a nice round of applause, please, for a man who's becoming a legend in his own time. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's only singing weatherman, Mr. Rex King, is here. Hey!
On the radio, buddy, on the radio line. This is Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman. Won't say morning to all my radio rangers this morning. Michael J. Morning. Morning, Jerry St. James. Say morning to all my radio rangers over to Kennedy High School. All my radio rangers over there to the College of St. Thomas and Carleton College and everybody what's forming Rex King Fan Club. Morning, I do appreciate it. I come in here to sing the weather from Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities, and Fridley. I ain't gonna do no wife jokes today. Well, maybe just one or two. I do love my wife dearly. The way I look, marriage, you gotta take a philosophical look at marriage, don't you know, if you're gonna do it at all. The way I look at marriage is kinda like going to a restaurant. You order what you want, and then when you see what the other guy got, you wish you'd taken that instead. A little weird.
Wow!
You're gonna
taste like
a man of you. No, I sure don't. Well, here we go to U100 early summer weather. Partly cloudy, and just a tad warmer through the morning. I was terrible. I was riding into work here. My car's busted, don't you know? My wife done broke her car. Had to take what you call a mass transportation into work today. I was taking a bus here about 6:30 in the morning. Stand there on the bus, a little crowded. There's a guy in the back seat. He's yelling, call me a doctor! Call me a doctor! I said, what's the matter? You sick? She says, no, I just finished medical school. Today in the low 60s and a low tonight in the low 40s. Scraping the bottom of the barrel here this morning. I'll tell you, it was a bad weekend. Oh, my wife wants to get a waterbed now. Can you believe it? We just bought our house in Fridley about a month ago. She wants to put a waterbed in it. I told her, I said, that's kind of silly. It ain't nothing new about waterbeds. I slept in one till I was 2 years old. High tomorrow in the mid-60s. You think you had a bad weekend? Saturday, I spilled DDT on my pants and my fly died. It's about 30% through tomorrow. Why does it have to be so cold outside? 41 degrees in the Twin Cities. 40 in the suburbs. 27 in Fridley. Let me get on out of here now. I was up late last night playing Scrabble with my wife, don't you know? She always wins. She's pretty good at that, old placing them little letters on the board and making words and everything, don't you know? As a last resort last night about midnight, I spelled out Nookie on the board, N-O-O-K-I-E. Right on there, got 14 points for the word. She says to me, hey, wait a second, what's that Nookie? You can't find that in a dictionary. I said, listen, sweetheart, at my age, just can't find it anywhere at all. Why does it have to be so cold outside there? Wah, 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 wah.
Orleans, a little thing called Dance With Me. 7:21, 21 minutes past 7 o'clock is the U100 time on the St. James radio program. How are you? Good to have you along with us. Yeah, that's right. This is Jerry St. James on the inside of your radio, peeking out here. U100 and the summer weather ferry says partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. Going to be up at about low 60s today, which is still kind of chilly. Take a sweater or a light jacket along to work or school with you this morning, because you will need it as you head out of the house here. Coming up next on the St. James program, the premiere of the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning. Coming up next, all right? U100 with Chicago, 8:725, and now from around the world, across the nation, and up your alley, time for the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning, brought to you this morning by the National Football League Safety Match Company. If our matches don't strike, our players will. In the news this morning... This morning, the controversy over deadly poison gas the CIA was ordered to destroy but apparently didn't rages on in Washington. CIA Director Richard Helms testified last week that although he thought the CIA had on hand a quantity of poison, he thought the poison was as harmless as insecticide. When asked by a congressman what this so-called insecticide was for, Helms replied, oh, just to get rid of those pesky little things nobody really likes to have around, like ants, flies, gnats, dagos, chinks, wops, and pollocks. In Wall Street news, the market had a couple of really bad days last week, with the Dow Jones average falling off quite a bit. One investor, taking a syringe and some white powder out of his briefcase, told reporters that if the market didn't shoot up pretty soon, he was going to. In the wake of the national energy crunch, ABC TV has been asked to cut down on the amount of crude oil it uses each week to film the Marcus Welby MD series. It's been revealed that the Marcus Welby program uses 100 barrels of oil each week, 60 barrels for the cars, trucks, and equipment needed to shoot the series on location, and 40 barrels a week for Dr. Kylie's hair. Farmers in St. Paul are still amazed over the high prices hogs were bringing in at the market last week. The price of $62 per hundredweight set a new record. Up until then, the highest price ever paid for a pig was in March of 1973, when a convention of insurance salesmen laid out $400 to have a Hennepin Avenue topless dancer come up to their hotel room. The Democrats have settled on Kansas City as the site for their national convention next year. Kansas City met with the Democratic Party's number one requirement. They need a city with nearly 10,000 hotel rooms. And that's just for the candidates.
Right.
And finally in the news this morning, U100 sales manager Patrick Sign on the dotted line Rickard is looking for a new secretary to replace the one he had to fire last week. Rickard said the work wasn't all that hard, but the girl was too stupid. So stupid, in fact, that she thought a penal colony was a nudist camp for men. What else
Elton John, maybe I got to get a meal ticket. It's 7:31, 29 in front of 8 o'clock. How are you? This is Jerry St. James on Electric Radio this morning, playing the hits while you're spraying those pets. Yes, I want to remind you about this. That kind of got cut off last time. The Animal Humane Society of Hennepin County is having a program on the care of birds tonight. Okay, this is a continuing thing and an adult education series by the Animal Humane Society. Domestic birds is a topic of discussion tonight. The kind commonly kept as pets in the household. If you have one or you're going to get one, you really owe it to the bird to kind of check this out. It's held in the Shelter Auditorium tonight at 7:30. Reservations are not required. The program is absolutely free. But they would like a call, if you could, just to kind of help them out with their planning there. Call Barb Walker at 522-4326, all right, and go in there and find out how's your bird. What? I'm on the air. What do you want? What is it? Yeah, what do you want?
If I'm not telling the truth, may I get struck by lightning?
I hope so. Well, you get out of here. I'm trying to be on the radio. U100 with Bazooka, a little dynamite music for you. 7:34, 26 in front of 8 o'clock, top of the morning to you. This is Jerry St. James on the radio. Sting here. There it is.
Sports.
Sports. You're right this morning.
Good weekend for sports.
Sure was.
Yeah, a lot of big teams winning big games.
A lot of Minnesota stuff today.
Well, but sports.
43 degrees, it's about 24 in front of 8. The Vikings started their regular 75 season with a 27-17 win over the San Francisco 49ers at Met yesterday. Fran Tarkington, Chuck Foreman, and John Gilliam all contributed substantially to the win. Tarkington marched the Vikings 68 yards in 12 plays with running back Brent McCallahan catching the scoring pass at 2:21 in the final period. The score was set up by a Tarkington pass to wide receiver Gilliam, Vikings vet who was signed to a new contract last Wednesday. Foreman ran for one Viking TD. Coach Cal Stahl said yesterday the University of Minnesota quarterback Tony Dungy hit his potential in the 38-0 blanking of Western Michigan Saturday, and the Gophers played good fundamental football. Dungy carried the ball 7 times for 30 yards and 2 touchdowns and completed 9 of 13 passes for 105 yards and 1 touchdown. Minnesota Vikings play the A's at Oakland this afternoon. Minnesota will start Eddie Bain against Oakland's Kenny Holtzman. Twins lost 5-2 to the Angels in Anaheim yesterday with Lee Stanton going 4-for-4 and driving in 3 runs for California. Ed Fergoa was credited with the win his 16th of the season. Dave Golds took the loss. He's now 14-14. A not-so-good start for Minnesota North Stars and their new coach Ted Harris at Metropolitan Sports Center this weekend. North Stars were blanked 4-0 by Detroit in the opening exhibition game. Dan Maloney obtained an off-season trade. Scored 2 of the Detroit goals. You hear about Alan Wooden, who's from Rocky Mount, North Carolina. It was his 79th jump from a Cessna 127 Saturday, but he said Sunday from his hospital room he may not do it again. The 22-year-old chemist plunged 4,500 feet to the ground when his main parachute failed to deploy and his reserve got all tangled up. I looked down at the ground and then looked straight out, said Wooten, who fractured 2 vertebrae in the fall, but otherwise emerged only with scratches. The jump was part of a benefit for the Stony Creek Rescue Squad, which eventually ended up taking the Rocky Mountain man to the hospital. About 30 persons watched him fall. Wooten said he made his first 2,500 feet of the jump free fall. He said when he pulled his main parachute, the chute just didn't open at all. As soon as I noticed the malfunction, I went to my reserve. But Wooten said the reserve got all tangled up, didn't slow me down at all. I didn't even look at the ground while the reserve was out, he said. If I'd looked at the ground coming up at me, it would have scared me to death. They say a person falls 120 miles an hour, and a fall from 4,500 feet took 20 seconds, so he had plenty of time to think his life over. He came down through large trees and landed in a mud puddle in the middle of the woods, which absorbed most of the impact, but he was knocked unconscious. Jeez. Oh, this happened to me. The spectators got a sight unseen in years. In weird sports the other day, the winners got gold-plated tie pins, and the cleanup crew got a mess. That's the story from San Francisco over the weekend, where they held the world's largest pie fight to raise funds for the blind. What a fight it was. An estimated 1,500 cheering fans crowded the Cow Palace, paying $1.50 apiece to watch 200 competitors hurl 1,400 cream pies at each other. The competitors themselves paid $100 apiece just for the privilege of being part of the fun. It'll be bigger next year because instead of cream pies, they're going to use cow pies. Great show. U100 endless summer weather, partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. High today, low 60s, low tonight, low 40s, and a high tomorrow. tomorrow. Mid-60s, 43 now. Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
Well, been reading the boss's book, Chapter 22.
The Power of Positive Yawning.
Yes, the Power of Positive Yawning. I always thought he was a very studious young man. It says right here in Chapter 22, as a young boy, I always had my nose in a book.
Uh-huh.
That's because he never had a handkerchief. That's why. Get a little messy there. The pages got stuck. Oh, my goodness. 738. How are you? This is Jerry St. James on the Electric Radio. Playing the hits in the morning here. One more.
The only good thing about bad blood is letting it fly.
U100 is 7:42, about 18 now in front of 8 o'clock. Top of the morning to you. This is Jerry St. James on the radio, as always this morning, playing the hits while you're spraying those pits. How you doing there? As you head off to work this morning or head out to school, it's good to have you along here, as always. Yes, indeed. Spread the word that there are crazy people doing dumb things on the radio over here. We got our Tea Time movie coming up shortly. Rex King will be back. Search for Last Tuesday. Repeat of the St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning. And, of course, the St. James Horoscope. All this and more from the Super U. Coming up, 41 degrees on the outside.